Up and Adam on 5MU and Jenny Lenman back feeling well. How are you? You're all okay now?
A lot better.
Very
thank
good.
You. Especially
excellent.
After some Riverland water.
Lovely indeed. lovely to have you. And lovely to have our next guest.
Oh, big time.
Yes.
The lyrical genius behind the 1971 smash hit song Eagle Rock, celebrating 50 years of the iconic tune in Manham this weekend. Ross Wilson, co-founder, frontman of Daddy Cool and Mondo Rock, is at the Pretoria Hotel in Manham tomorrow with the Peaceniks, and he joins us now. Hi there, Ross.
Oh, hi there. Yeah, looking forward to coming over and rocking Manham.
That's right. And the Arca Bar tonight as well.
The Arc, the mighty Arc. We've you mentioned Mondo Rock. Mondo Rock practically lived there.
Right.
In fact, we did live there. We used to play there and then stay at the hotel as well.
Fantastic. You're Victorian based, but your association with South Australia goes back quite a way.
Yeah, well, I mean, the very first time I played in South Australia as a professional was with a band you probably never heard of called The Party Machine.
Ooh.
And then Daddy Cool came along not long after that, and we got our big break in South Australia when we played the legendary My Ponga Festival.
Right, so which is the stuff of legend. I think I've met about 400,000 people who say they've been to that.
It was pretty wild.
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, you're about to jump on an aeroplane. You've done that in the 50 years since Eagle Rock came out a trillion times. Are you packed? Have you got everything? Have you got your phone charger?
Yeah, I've got everything. Absolutely phone charger. You've got to carry that on your person, man.
Right.
You know, just in case.
Right. Exactly. Things have certainly changed in the 50 years of touring.
They sure have. Yeah. Well, actually, the technology's gotten a lot better, you know. All the sound equipment's much better. And like you said, with phones and computers, you're in touch with everything. So, I mean, half of my band, you know, use iPads on stage running their gear. It's, like, real weird. I haven't got that far yet. You know?
Now, I've got to ask you about this because I had a listener call me the other day when I made mention of your show. Yep. Dave from Goolwa South, like, a lot of people remember the big festivals, but sometimes there are smaller little boutique things that you've gone and done that have touched lives for a very, very long time.
Oh, okay.
He remembers seeing Daddy Cool when he was in senior school at Northfield High School in 1971 at the peak of your success. He said one of the teachers apparently you knew pretty well invited you to do a lunchtime concert. Here he is.
He put it to the headmaster, and the headmaster, who was a real fuddy-duddy, believe me, he was, he said, no, that's not happening. He's very old-fashioned, and he was about to retire anyway.
Ah, there'll be fun for the children.
Exactly. He actually suspended me for 3 matches in football that year, but that's another story.
Oh, no.
The teachers kicked up and revolted against him, and they said, no, we should have the concert, because they were in their probably 20s and 30s at the time, and Eagle Rock was number one. And anyway, they kicked up against him, and he relented and he let them come for a lunchtime concert.
Oh, that would have been great.
It was fantastic. They were in the school hall and they played on stage. They must have done for an hour or so that they played and played all their songs. But we were lucky.
Do you remember that?
Well, we used to play a lot of schools. It was a thing. Yeah, I mean, all the bands did. You know, back in the day, AC/DC could pop up at your high school.
Yep.
Now, we used to play the lunchtime concerts and then rock off and do, you know, a couple of shows at night.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, keeping very. I guess the kids were the ones who bought the albums, weren't they? So you sort of marketing right to them.
Lifetime listeners.
Yeah, I remember we played the McRobb Girls High School, which was pretty great, and they just went nuts, you know. So. Awesome, yeah.
Well, I reckon there'll be a few people reliving some old nut going when they see you with the Pretoria. You've got the Peaceniks with you, which is a fair act.
Yeah, Peaceniks consist of some of Australia's finest rock musicians, including James Ryan on guitar, who's just a whiz. And so, yeah, we're a rocking band. I love the band at the moment. We're just really on fire, and everywhere we go, we have a great time.
And it's you're doing it to celebrate Eagle Rock in 50 years, which is great. And, you know, I mean, 70. Every milestone in the last couple of years has an asterisk in it because of the COVID. you're not getting sick of touring to places like Manham and the Arca Bar and plugging in and singing the songs.
No, if anything, we're sort of reaching out into the regionals much more. We've got a early next year taking the Eagle Rock 50th thing to a whole lot of regional towns around Victoria and Tasmania. No, it's a real thing. We're really digging in on that.
Great.
And we're reaching out, yeah.
And Ross Wilson, this something that I don't know how I didn't know about this before, but apparently everyone knows that when the song is played, men just drop their dacks. Have you heard of that? What's going on here with this phenomenon?
Well, yeah, I first heard of this, you know, like 25 years ago or something, yeah. And it surprised me. But since then, it's aware it's a real thing. But the thing is, it's like the generational thing. It's mainly like 20, like young guys
yeah.
do it at 21st.
Or footy clubs and stuff,
or,
yeah.
Yeah, and weddings, you know. So we've got weddings, we've got 21st, and once it starts happening at funerals, well, no, we're really on the
subject. That's right. Does anyone had any inkling of where it first started that they do that?
The Queensland University of Technology,
right.
QUT, they claim they started it.
Right.
But
okay.
It's kind of lost in the mists of time. It's big in the military, too.
Right. We
went and played. They wanted to go for the world record of pants dropping, so we went up and played at QUT.
Fantastic.
And on the wall of the student bar, the Red Room, I think it's called, there's a list of rules, you know, and then it goes like, no smoking, no swearing, blah, 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 blah. And you get down to like around number 8, it says, security is not to eject patrons if they drop their pants when the song Eagle Rock is played. And then the next rule is, but they must replace their pants at the end of the song.
Right, exactly.
Yes. I must say to everybody, you don't take your boxes or your...
No, underwear. It's just trousers down.
Just your pants. It's like your drunk uncle with the lampshade on his head.
Exactly. I've been part of rugby clubs, and I can say that knowing that your song will be played later in the evening has influenced my choice of undergarments from time to time.
There are some establishments that, you know, we're on the list of songs that aren't allowed to be played.
Right. Just in case. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, hopefully everyone stays fully dressed and fully compos mentis when no lampshades will be taken.
Well, we can't guarantee that, you know.
exactly.
Power over people that they do things and they normally wouldn't do, you know.
Indeed. That's at the Arca Bar tonight and at the Pretoria Hotel in Manham. We've got a couple of double passes give away today to the Pretoria gig. Ross, you've got a plane to catch. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, and we really appreciate it. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night.
Keep your pants on.
Yes, thank you.
That's Ross
Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. And if you'd like to win a double pass, call me right now. 1-800-018-125. Jenny.
Adam.
Trousers down only callers.
All right.
Okay.
Go on.
You have to have your trousers down. you have to be calling us. 1-800-018-125. We will not be asking for proof. Okay?